Our efforts in space have been under review.
In my speech to the nation, whatever you want to call it.
With the advice of the Vice President, who is Chairman of the National Space Council, we have examined where we are strong and where we are not.
And find out that the literacy level of our children are appalling.
Where we may succeed and where we may not.
And there is no doubt in my mind, not one doubt in my mind, that we will fail.
Now it is time to take longer strides. Time for a great new American enterprise.
It'll take time to restore chaos.
Time for this nation to take a clearly leading role in space achievement.
I'm the decider, and I decide what is best.
Which in many ways may hold the key to our future on Earth. I believe we possess all the resources and talents necessary.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
But the facts of the matter are that we have never made the national decisions or marshaled the national resources required for such leadership.
If you don't stand for anything, you don't stand for anything. If you don't stand for something, you don't stand for anything.
We have never specified long-range goals on an urgent time schedule or managed our resources and our time so as to ensure their fulfillment.
We need an energy bill that encourages consumption.
Recognizing the head start obtained by the Soviets,
the United States of America is engaged in a war against an extremist group of folks.
With their large rocket engines, which gives them many months of lead time, and recognizing the likelihood that they will exploit this lead for some time to come in still more impressive successes.
No question that the enemy has tried to spread sectarian violence. They use violence as a tool to do that.
We nevertheless are required to make new efforts on our own. For while we cannot guarantee
to put food on your family,
that we shall one day be first, we can guarantee that
families is where our nation finds hope, where wings take dream.
Any failure to make this effort will make us lost. We take an additional risk by making it in full view of the world. But as shown by the feat of astronaut Shepard, this very risk enhances our stature when we are successful.
They underestimated the compassion of our country. I think they misunderestimated the will and determination of the commander-in-chief, too.
But this is not merely a race.
I hear there's rumors on the internets that
space is open to us now, and our eagerness to share its meaning is not governed by the efforts of others. We go into space because whatever mankind must undertake, free men must fully share.
You've been given sovereignty, and you're viewed as a sovereign entity.
Okay.
And therefore, the relationship between the federal government and tribes is one between sovereign entities.
I therefore ask the Congress, above and beyond the increases I have earlier requested for space activities, to provide the funds which are needed to meet the following national goals. First,
fool me once. Shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Secondly, I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal before this decade is out of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the earth.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully. Did I say those words?